Still living in one room. Well, kind of.
Your background is lovely.
It's nice, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that your bedroom?
It is at the moment, yeah. Only while the builders are here.
Sebastian isn't in that bedroom, is he?
Sebastian. Do you know what happened, actually? Last night I got a text from a random number and I was like thinking to myself, it's feckin' Saturday night. Who's texting me on a random number? Slight excitement, like, you'll never know. Let me just read you the text. Hi, Claire. Hope you're well. Starts well.
Ooh.
As a brief introduction, I'm Mr. X. And I'm considering engaging Sebastian for a building project. I have asked him for previous clients' contacts and therefore got your number. Not sure if you would like a call or a site visit, if possible, to talk about your project. Could you let me know a time that is convenient to you? I'm looking for communications and transparency, reliability and attention to detail. Thank you in advance, Mr. X. First time in my life I've been asked to give a Google review on a text message.
So what are you inviting Mr. X over? For a site visit? Jesus.
I thought that was a bit much now. Would you say that was too much?
See, if I'd be looking for a potential husband, I'd be like, this dude seems very intense. I don't know.
So I said to Mr. X, listen, I'm happy to recommend my builder and I'll give you a call tomorrow and we'll talk.
My builder.
I said things like, he works hard and works fast. He's got an excellent eye for detail and he's very affable.
Five stars from Claire Solon.
5 stars. Listen, I tell you. But you know what, actually, I wanted to kick off with builders because I've had a kind of a funny, they've been here about 2 weeks now. And from, on one hand, they're such great company. Like, they're playing radio too, you know, too loud, really. I mean, for a small block of flats. But anyway, we'll overlook that. It's just so nice to have company, like people milling around, even though the place is dusty and I'm living out of one room and like there's drilling and stuff. So I got a load of biscuits in because I was like, builders love tea and biscuits. So what I'll do is, like it's a little B&B, I'll stick out 2 cups, the sugar, 2 little teaspoons and 3 packets of biscuits that I purchased and I left them there. Swear to God, waiting for builders to have a biscuit is like waiting for Santa, like coming down the Christmas morning. Has he been? I've been doing drive-bys in the kitchen to see if these boys are eating the hobnobs. And it's taken me 2 weeks to get them into the hobnobs.
What?
Yeah. Meanwhile, do you want to know how many packets of hobnobs I've finished off? 4 packets of hobnobs in 2 weeks.
I don't know if we have hobnobs in Ireland, do we?
What? Yeah, you must have.
I don't know. I haven't seen a hobnob in years.
Hold the line till I see now if there's a hobnob.
What even are they? What's in them?
So they're like an oaty biscuit. Ah, you definitely do. McVitie's hobnobs. We had them when we were young. They're like an oaty biscuit and they have like either chocolate on top, milk chocolate or dark chocolate.
Was it only the hobnobs you bought?
I bought some chocolate cookies, chocolate chip cookies as well. Mm. I mean, I have fallen back in love with biscuits. I wouldn't bother with biscuits normally. These days, wowee, 4 at a time.
Right. Speaking of biscuits, let's talk about teeth. Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
The podcast that guarantees plenty of laughs and lovely white smiles with thanks to our favourite toothpaste brand and product, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love this partnership because we have seen the results and Colgate Max White Ultra really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
This season, we're using the new Max White Ultimate toothpaste, and there's more excitement to come from Colgate, so stay posted for some exciting news.
How was your week?
I've had a really good week. I have been in the bath every single day, sometimes twice.
I saw a comment on the Instagram post that I put up about your bath, and someone wrote back and said, Claire, we are all so happy for you with your bath. Like, genuinely, there's so much love for this bath.
It feels like I've given birth. That's how much joy there is around this. I'm getting messages from people on Instagram posts and DMs with genuine, heartfelt congratulations messages.
It's going to be weird if someone says it to your face. Has anyone said it to your face yet, or is this all just existing online right now?
My boss texted me and said, how's the building work coming along? And I sent him a message. I sent him a picture of the before and after, and he went, the bath. So he's either listened to the podcast, or he's seen the flurry of messages on Instagram. But yeah, people are really, really happy for me.
I am so happy for you. Actually, I have been on holidays for like 5 days and I haven't used the bath yet, which is strange for me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were in the bath quite a bit.
No, I'd be in there all the time. In hotels, I usually have like 3 showers a day. But, you know, I've been so busy with a new way of living, which is blowing my mind. I told you last week that I went to the Breast Cancer Ireland Lord Mayor's Ball. And we had a ball. It was great. And actually, do you know what? I don't go out and let my hair down very much, but I really did. And we had such crack. But while we were having the dinner, I was sitting beside my mum's cousin, Alison, who is a real soul sister. And over the last few years, we've really connected, and she's really helps me, and she sees me. You know, one of these people that you're like, she knows exactly what's going on here. So she said to me, Georgie, do you ever think about expectations and the expectations that not only other people put on us, but the expectations we put on ourselves? And what would it feel like to live without expectations on yourself for a while? So she can see, you know, I'm always working, I'm quite hard on myself. And from the outside in, she was probably like, you know, you need to kind of take it easy on yourself a little bit. So that really stuck with me. And I said, what if I went away on my holidays and I had no expectations? What could the week look like? Because I've been building up to this holiday for so long. I've been like, I haven't read a book in ages. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to read a book. There's yoga in the mornings. I'm definitely going to do that. All of a sudden, my holiday was looking really busy with a lot of expectations about how things should go. So when she said that to me, I was like, let me drop all expectations for those 6 days and see how I feel at the end. So I did it. I got off the plane. Now I have a 6-month-old baby. There is no routine. And that's okay. Pia wants to swim for 8 hours a day. That's okay. I want to lie down in bed at night at 9:30 and close my eyes and actually go to sleep for the night. That's okay. So I've been doing it and I feel so rested. So I was looking up Eckhart Tolle and what he had to say about expectations. And he says, a greater intelligence is available to you when you no longer reject, deny, or don't want what is. Expectations are what you expect, not how things are. So I have fully embraced the present moment when I'm here. Oh, I feel like a nap. I'll have one. Oh, Tally's not going to sleep right now. That's okay. And actually, the holiday has just happened as it is without me going, Jesus, I should be up. I should be having a glass of wine with Jamie now. The kids are asleep and I want to get up and I want to get down to the buffet before the queue. And blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, hey, man, everything's fine. I have to say, it has made such a difference to the holiday and how I am presenting myself.
That's dreamy. And if that's something that you could possibly take home with you, you'd be on holiday every single day of your life.
Imagine waking up and just not having expectations about how things should be and you embrace how things are.
I must say, I do a lot of that myself. I honestly do a lot of that myself. I have let go of the ideals that I set for every day. Like, I want to be on time. I need to get this many podcasts listened to and fed back on. I need to be home at 6 o'clock and eating my dinner by 6:30. I need to be in bed by 9. And I suppose I have the kind of life that allows me to do that easier than most, because I don't have any responsibilities per se, aside from my job. But it really makes a difference to my mindset, because every day it's like, be the magic, see the magic. Wow. You don't see the magic unless you slow down and let life happen rather than controlling it so much.
And trusting where it's bringing you overall.
Yeah.
So come here, how was your week?
I'm in, forget the phases of the moon, I'm in a fill phase. I'm filling up my cup, as in Phil Collins.
Ooh.
When was the last time you listened to Phil Collins?
See, Solan, you're like, not to say you're older than me, but you are older than me.
Oh my God.
You've never, maybe you could, might catch Jamie listening to Phil Collins, but not me.
But you'd listen to like Aretha Franklin, or you'd listen to...
I listen to one thing, and that is the Gypsy Kings.
Those in glass houses is all I'm going to say to you.
Phil Collins, what song does he sing?
What songs does Phil Collins not sing is what I would say to you. So In the Air Tonight is the one, you know, you probably know it. All you young people out there might know it from the Cadbury's ad a couple of years ago when the gorilla was...
Oh, yes, yes,
on
yes.
On the drums. Mm. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. That one. You Can't Hurry Love, which is my mantra, obviously. Against All Odds. Do you remember Westlife did that with Mariah way back in the day?
Yes, yes.
Another Day in Paradise. Easy Lover. Like, he's got hits galore. And I can't remember. Oh, I bought my friend two little hearts, which were like, what do you put under your drinks?
Coasters.
Coasters. I bought her two coasters and they were two hearts. And I gave them to her and she was like, I loved them. And I was like, two hearts living in just one. That's a Phil Collins song.
Yeah.
So that's what got me. That was my gateway into Phil Collins. And all week I've had my headphones on. And so my home is obviously, you know, everything is cleared to one side in every room. So if you want to dance like no one's watching, you have a stage. And I have literally had the lights off because I've got no curtains at the moment. And I was literally sashaying from room to room with Phil Collins blaring in my ears.
Geez, should we all put on a Phil Collins song this week and have a little boogie in our house?
I would urge you to get to Phil Collins on Spotify. You will find something that you enjoy.
See, when you're speaking to me, the more and more that I get to know you as my soul sister, the more and more I can see that your true soulmate in life is Dermot O'Leary.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, you're made for each other.
Because we dance to old music.
Just because I feel like you have the same passion for life. You're, you know, both intelligent, beautiful. You're Irish. He loves a boogie. You love a boogie. We need to clone Dermot O'Leary or find someone who's like him for you.
Well, you know, that's easily done in terms of manifestation. I just need to get massively specific around the attributes that Dermot O'Leary brings to the table.
So we've done the bath, so we can move on to the man.
Exactly.
So I was sitting at the pool yesterday and next of all, this guy walks past, baseball cap on backwards. I said, Jamie, look, it's Shrubs and Rubs as a dad. I haven't seen Shrubs and Rubs since New York.
Now, sorry, we haven't even spoken about New York. All I saw was the stuff on the socials. Give me a little essence of it, will you?
You know, when you go to the Gaeltacht, now I've never been to the Gaeltacht, but from all my friends that went to the Gaeltacht and came back as completely different people with a brand new set of friends, that's what happened in New York. It was like, we went, We did everything together. We, you know, roared laughing from start to finish. There was an after party of the marathon. There was like tin whistles being played, people singing, laughing like we were friends for like all of our lives. That was the vibes.
How many of you?
180.
Oh my, what? 180 people and everybody ended up running.
So we had 150 runners, mm-hmm. and we all wore Team Good Glow shirts. So we all tried to start together, but obviously people, you know, ran off. Some people were faster than others. I actually ended up running a lot of it by myself. But along the way, you see the shirts and you're like, oh, just get to the next Good Glow person. And then you come up, and loads of people actually said that when they were struggling, someone from the Good Glow would come up, put their hand in the back and check in with them, be like, you okay? You're doing great. Actually, I have such a mad story to tell you about this, right? So I'm running. And it was starting to get really hot. So I took off my top and I was wearing a sports bra. So I was running for like, I don't know, 10 kilometers in a sports bra. And I have this tiny little skin tag on the inside of my arm. And it started to rub off the material of the sports bra. And it was really annoying me. Like, so I got to Central Park and I knew that Central Park, the finish line is in Central Park. But when you hit Central Park, you're not there yet. You've got a kilometer and a half to go. And it's the hardest part of the course. Very hilly in Central Park. So I'm turning into Central Park and I'm like, oh my God, this skin tag. So anyway, one of the Good Glow girls comes up behind me. Georgie, okay, keep going. I was like, yeah, I'm doing okay. But I have this skin tag. I feel like it's bleeding. It's like really, really hurting me. She goes, do you want a plaster? And I said, I've been looking for a first aid tent, you know, for ages. I can't see anyone. She goes, do you want a plaster? I was like, do you have one? Yeah, I'd love one. She goes, yeah, it's on my ankle. And I said, and we're running, right? And I just looked to the side and I went, what do you mean? And she goes, because I was like, oh, is she carrying it like in her shoe? And she goes, it's on my ankle. I have a blister, but you can have it if you want it. And I was like, whoa, oh, wow. Like, this is.
I'd rather bleed out than take that. Thanks very much.
But I was running and I was like, to be honest, like, that is the nicest thing probably someone has ever said to me. But if you don't mind, I won't. And I was just like, that sums up the trip. We would have taken the plaster off our blister to give to someone else. And that was the support that we had on that trip. And it was like one giant pocket full of joy for 4 days, and we miss each other so much. The WhatsApp group is still going. We're having a reunion run in 2 weeks, but I have made friends for life, and it's what a gift.
Right, time to talk toothpaste. Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpastes that only remove surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and it helps you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important moments in your life when you want to smile like you mean it. So, George, tell me, what was your moment this week?
So I was at an event about 2 months ago and I bumped into my friend Julie, who was also coming to Tenerife around this time. And she had a baby around the same time as me called Georgie. And she said to me, do you have Tali's passport? And I said, no, I haven't applied for it yet. And she was like, sorry, what have you been doing? And I said, well, I was waiting for, you know, because Tali's a surrogate, we had to wait for a court order and Jamie had to get full custody of Tali in order to apply for a passport because in Ireland, I am not Tally's mother. So Jamie had gotten full custody about, you know, three or four weeks before that. And I was like, yeah, we're going to get around to it. She's like, well, we're going pretty soon. So then there was a big panic. I left the event. I rang Jamie from the car. I was like, oh my God. Anyway, we got Tally's passport about a week before we set off for Tenerife. But Jamie took out the passports on the morning that we were coming here. Four Irish passports lined up together. And it was such a moment where I left my body and looked at my life from the outside in. And I thought, we have waited for her for so long, for 5 years. And here she is with her little Irish passport as an Irish citizen, about to go on her first holiday and her first big adventure. And it just really made me smile so much.
Oh, she's such a little cherub. Any little pictures I see of her, she's such a chill baby, isn't she?
Yeah, Tally Rain Crawford, she's an absolute dote. So that was my reason to smile. And as we said at the top of the podcast, we've lots of exciting Colgate news coming up. So make sure to stay tuned.
I wanted to catch you up on some of the stuff that went on since I saw you. So most of 2024. You know, I love a new therapy or intervention in my life.
Yes.
I'm always trying new things. And the group, the spiritual group that I'm a part of, are big fans of family constellation therapy. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what that is, and I didn't really know what that was, to be fair either, until I got involved in January. Basically, what you do is you gather in a group. So there was six people in my group, people I'd never met before. And basically, we all came with something that we wanted to talk about. So you address patterns or conflicts in your family group, and then you role play the situation with each other. So for instance, I wanted to talk about my relationship with my mum and dad. And so two members of the group step up and they become my mum and my dad. And we have a conversation that is guided by the therapist.
Whoa, that's so deep.
That is, yes. So I went down to Mullingar. So I have two friends, Mary and Agnes, and they run these amazing workshops throughout the year. And I'd heard about them and I was like, right, I'm going to come home in January if I get an opportunity to go to one of them. So I headed down to, my mum dropped me down to Mullingar, which was also quite funny because I was going in to do family constellation therapy. And I knew my mum knew I was going to do something like that, but she didn't really know what I was going to do. So there was a little bit of slight anxiety, I suppose, heading into it. Because as much as I knew I wanted to talk about my relationship with my parents, I didn't know how it was going to happen on the day. So what is quite remarkable about this therapy is that I stand up and I say to Mary, I want to do some work around the dynamic with my folks. And she's like, okay, do you want to pick a particular parent? And I said, no, actually, both of them are coming to me. So she said, right, let's work on both of them. So then I stand up and before I even start, I'm in tears because of just the energy and the anticipation of having a conversation with your parents, in inverted commas. So we get into a conversation and the two people that played my parents were amazing. And what is really wild about this therapy is that these people inhabit your family. Like they become your, when I'm talking to them as if I am their daughter, they respond to me as my parents would. So we had a conversation. It was emotional. My dad was kind of standing off to one side and my mum and I were going back and forth, and which would have been the way of my family dynamic. And we had a conversation that basically brought us to a point where Mary was able to say to me, Claire, what's happened here is you need to remove yourself from your parents' marriage.
Whoa.
Now that for me and for anybody to hear is difficult because one, it's very confronting, but what Mary was basically saying was you're stuck. You're stuck in your parents' marriage and you will find it difficult to find your own marriage unless you get out of theirs. So let me give you an example of the things that I would have been doing, which would have meant I was in their dynamic. So basically, when I was young, at some point, and I'm sure everybody, this happens in families everywhere, I would have been brought in as the eldest daughter. I would have been brought in as a third party into an argument, a debate, something. And so I would have stepped up and felt that I needed to nearly be the go-between. So when I discovered this through this therapy, I honestly felt such a weight off my shoulders because A, I could identify it straight away and I knew I was doing it. And B, I loved the fact that it meant that I energetically could actually move on and pursue my own relationship and my relationship with my parents ultimately could really improve.
Yeah, and just set yourself free.
Yeah. So that's what I did. And I told my folks when I got home. Actually, it was the night of the storm. Do you remember in January there was a storm?
Oh, Jesus, there was loads.
Well, it was the night of the storm and I was supposed to go to the airport straight from Mullingar. And my plane was cancelled. How about that? My plane was cancelled. So I had to turn around and go back to my family home.
And do you think that now that's good news for your mum and dad as well, that you can move on?
100%. First of all, my folks couldn't believe that I was coming back, but I knew that actually that's what needed to happen. I had gotten the healing and I needed to bring the healing home to them. And yeah, once I told my mum, she was like, okay, wow, interesting. This was important work. Mm. And I would really recommend to anybody who's thinking about dynamics in work or in your relationship or in your family that you want to work on, family constellations is really good for that.
It's brave. It's brave, Claire, but it's important for you to pave the way and plant little seeds for the rest of us.
And look, here's the bottom line with that. Lean into the discomfort. Because in the discomfort lies freedom.
So this week I'm going to recommend. So, you know, the way I'm a real, hermit.
I'm real hermit.
So I love just being alone, but we found out, as I said in my reason to smile, that my friend Julie Ledwidge was coming to the same place that I was going on holidays to at the same time. Now, they only arrived yesterday. We've been here for 4 days. So Julie Ledwidge was on The Good Glow and she spoke about having sepsis after the birth of her first baby. Her story is so incredible. Now, we've kept in touch and we have like little coffee mornings together because she has a Georgie and I have a Tally and they're the same age. So it's been really nice over the last few months. But they're here and I have leaned into the connection and Pia and Max are swimming together and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's all great. But Julie Ledwidge has the most amazing Instagram page. She specializes in motherhood, skincare, and lifestyle, but she plays pranks on her husband, Jeff, puts them on Instagram, and they are so funny. I think it's rare to find someone on Instagram nowadays that is so themselves. So she shares lovely bits and she talks about skin and she's very real. So I'm going to recommend for people to follow her. If you're looking for something new on Instagram, I think Julie_Ledwidge is the perfect person to follow. And you will definitely get a laugh or two and some lovely ways to look at life from her page.
Oh, nice. Really nice. I want to come clean about something. I feel like I've stolen your sister-in-law.
Which one?
Julie.
Oh my God, it's a week of recommending Julies.
Oh my God, another Julie. Yes. So I wanted to recommend your sister-in-law, Julie. Me and Julie got chatting in your gaff on Christmas Eve because Julie does interior design, right? So she left a job, right, and started her own company.
So her company is called Nomad Design. Mm-hmm. And Nomad, N-O-M-A-D, No More Advertising, which is the industry she worked in for so many years.
Wow.
She was like one of the top advertising execs, like gave her whole life to her career and basically walked away from such a huge job to study interior design for 3 years.
Wow.
And look after the kids and do everything for them. And she's finally started her own business. But isn't that such a good story?
That's brilliant. And I love that. I love to hear how people name their businesses.
Yeah.
So I saw, once Julie and I had a conversation, I'd taken a look, obviously I was in the market for some interior design and I was going to do it myself. But when Julie and I spoke, I thought, God, actually, I could really do with a bit of help. And Nomad, she told me, is a one-stop shop for interior designs. So it's all affordable. And what she will do is, and what she has done for me is, we chatted on Zoom. She got a flavor for what kind of design I wanted. She made some mood boards for me. Then she did some 3D. She can do 2D or 3D designs so I can see how the place is going to look. And then most importantly, she does a shopping list for you. So everything that you want, from paint colors to furniture to rugs, everything, all of the aesthetic is covered in one place, and she hands it over to you. So Julie and I have had loads of fun working together. So I've been just texting her bits and pieces that I liked or alternative stuff, and I've been sending her work in progress pictures. And it's just, I wanted to give her a shout out, A, because I've had such a positive experience with her, but B, if you are thinking about doing interior design and you don't necessarily feel like it's your thing, It can be a really enjoyable process if you bring a third party in to help you, like Julie.
Yeah, and if you have a husband and you can't agree on things, just using a hypothetical example here, if you have a husband and you can't agree, you get the third person in, and you just do what they tell you to do.
Exactly.
So much easier.
Julie will give you a 30-minute free consultation as well. So you can chat to her about your job or your plans and she can put some manners on it. Look her up, nomaddesign.ie.
Right. And that's so nice to give the Julies a shout out. And for any Julies listening, hi to you too.
It's like Sesame Street. This episode is dedicated to Julie's.
Will I cut that bit out?
No. Okay, now you have to leave that whole bit in.
This quote came in the other day. Rest of mind is as necessary as rest of body. And yet, we always keep the former in action.
Whoa.
So we rest our bodies, but our minds are still going.
I rest my mind and I can really highly recommend it. It is bliss when you can rest your mind. And it's not easy. Like, it's not easy, but give yourself a really good chance. Like, give yourself, you know what I did this week, actually? I was feeling quite overwhelmed at work, and I went for a walk and I found a Catholic church. Doesn't have to be a Catholic church, but just happened to be a Catholic church in the middle of Shoreditch. So I found this church and St. Monica's, and I went in and I sat there for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I lit a few candles and I left. But it was rest for the mind.
Mm. So you can rest your mind through what? Meditation, breathing, silence.
Yeah, just space. Give yourself space. Like go somewhere, like the park or whatever, but do not bring a device. Do not bring a child. Do not bring a phone. Find a yoga, a class. Like if you're the best place to rest your mind, actually, is go and do an exercise class, because you hand over yourself to the teacher. So you don't have to do any thinking.
Yeah, I am doing a meditation course at the moment to become a meditation teacher, and I have leaned so much into meditation and silence. My phone was off for 5 hours the other day. My phone has not been off for 5 hours in years.
Wow. How is the meditation course going?
Love it. Like, I already feel like more peaceful. So what's your plan for the week?
Oh, well, I wanted to give a mention to the Killary Lodge retreat that David and I are running on the 7th of June. We are in full flow of planning for this retreat. So it's arriving on Friday evening, settling in. We're going to have a little campfire and get to know each other on the Friday. And then we'll be doing things like meditation. We'll be doing breath work. We'll be doing some yoga. We'll be doing some workshops. We're going to get out into Connemara National Park, walk up Diamond Hill. We're going to get in Killary Fjord, get in the sauna. And we have some therapists coming down to do reflexology and massage. So it's all systems go. And if you fancy that and you fancy a trip out to the west of Ireland on the 7th of June, send me a little DM at Claire Solon and I will email you the details and we can sign you up.
This is so exciting for you. And I know that anyone who goes on this retreat will have an amazing time. Just being in your company makes me feel at peace. So I know that you will bring that to the retreat. It's Tally's christening next Sunday, the 12th of May. I, as I'm sure lots of people know, was diagnosed with cancer 3 days, or found my lump 3 days after Pia's christening. So I just feel like this is basically something I've been leading up to for years, even before Tally was here this day. And I'm so excited. And to have gotten my clean bill of health recently as well means that I feel even more secure in how well I feel. And I'm so excited. So I have to get home to get the three cases unpacked, all the washing done, all the salads made, all the bread, all the bits, all the cakes, all the...
Hold on now. Do what I did with my interior design and farm that shit out. So get a caterer.
No, I will. Can't wait. So fill you in on that next week. And thanks to all the Soul Sisters for tuning in. And listen, I met with the people from Apple Podcasts and they said, you have to say follow the podcast at the end of every single episode. It's so important. So please, wherever you're listening, if it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please hit that follow button up in the top right hand corner. So you get our podcast every week. And we are so, so grateful to the Soul Sisters for listening today.
Loved it. See you next week.
See you next week.